text, and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Warning: the SCP Foundation audio archive is classified. Access by unauthorized personnel is strictly prohibited. Perpetrators will be tracked, located, and detained.
Man-absorbing phone. Item number: SCP-145. Object class: Euclid. Special containment procedures. SCP-145 is to remain inside its room at all times in a 0.5-meter cubed plexiglass container unless being studied. Room is to be thoroughly soundproofed and securely locked when studies of SCP-145 are not in progress. Under no circumstances shall any personnel come into physical contact with SCP-145 without being accompanied and constantly observed by one or more personnel unless conducting testing with proper authorization. Any personnel showing signs of intense psychological trauma must be immediately escorted out of a containment area. Depending on the level of trauma of the affected personnel, they may be required to submit to consultation with an approved psychiatrist for no less than 2 weeks. Description: SCP-145 appears to be a standard 2002 model cordless telephone handset of Alcatel brand on its standard issue charging base. The charging base appears defaced, all jack inputs are sealed with resin glue, and the power input to the device has been gouged out with an unknown sharp tool. Serial number and production date are unavailable, as all labels and stickers have been ripped off or defaced. The phone rings constantly whether it is on the base or not, regardless of a lack of power source. Tests have shown the battery is removable, and disassembly of a base has not shown any effect on the hand unit. The hand unit itself has had all of its seams sealed, preventing conventional disassembly. When answered, a female voice speaks on the phone in a voice that shows high levels of stress. This voice varies from conversation to conversation, but in all cases, the voice expresses extreme panic and proceeds to plead with the listener for assistance as she describes instances of torture conducted on unknown victims. In the background, the listener will hear sounds of violence and expressions of pain and anguish. Audio analysis has so far indicated at least individual voices over disparate calls. The methods of torture implied thus far, judging from the phrases and reactions of those speaking at the time of contact, have included branding, electrocution, laceration, sexual assault, and dismemberment. The calls appear to be non-automated and entirely sentient. Attempts to trace the call or track down the location of a tortured caller have proven unsuccessful thus far. Attempts to block the signal of a phone with the use of a Faraday cage have also been unsuccessful. Research is conducted in teams of at least three, one Class D staff, one Class 2/145 audio technician, and one Class 3 security staff, with only Class D staff permitted to have direct auditory contact with SCP-145's transmissions. Testing has shown that in 100% of cases, a subject answering SCP-145 without live supervision will vanish without any indications of transportation methods. Video recording devices do not show the method of transport. The subject will be present in one frame and absent in the next. In the case of disappearance, the phone will simply fall to the floor. The phone does not appear to have sustained damage from any of these falls thus far. Subsequent communication with the object has revealed that vanished subjects join the group of torture victims. Testing log. Testing procedure. All tests will be conducted with D-Class personnel. Any issued equipment for the test must be recorded in the log. The D-Class personnel will then be ordered to pick up the phone. After disappearance of initial test subject, the above standard research team will answer the phone and record any observations. Test. Test 145-A. Date. Subject. D-145-3749, issued 1 GPS locator device, testing to attempt to ascertain the location described at the other end of a line. Result: GPS rendered non-functional after disappearance of D-Class personnel. On following interaction with SCP-145, audio technician identifies voice of D-145-3749 has joined other victims. Test 145-B. Date. Subject. D-145-4751. Issued 1 GPS locator device, 1 6-inch standard issue military combat knife. Second attempt to ascertain the location described at the other end of a line, self-defense option provided to subject. Result. GPS rendered non-functional after disappearance of D-Class personnel. On following interaction with SCP-145, female voice indicates continued stress and states, "Oh God, he's cutting him. He's cutting off." Audio technician then identifies voice of D-145-4751 has joined other victims. Test 145-C. Date. Subject. D-145-5319. Issued 1 9mm semi-automatic pistol, 1 Kevlar vest. Subject compelled to pick up phone. Attempt to determine interactivity of location. Determine if any self-defense method is possible. Result. On following interaction with SCP-145, gunshots are heard, then female voice resumes, states, and additional gunshots are heard. Audio technician identifies D-145-5319, exclamations of pain after each gunshot. Test 145-D. Date. Subject. D-145-6842, issued 1 kg C4 explosive, concealed in supply kit, explosive attached to remote trigger with 30-second delay, triggered before interaction with SCP-145. Attempt to determine any possible level of interaction or destruction of location. Result. Resulted in Foundation personnel missing, including Dr. and all researchers associated with breaches of SCP security at site. Further testing of this nature suspended at this time. I don't know who thought this might be a good idea. I know sometimes we let sympathy get the better of us, but this attempt to bring relief to SCP-145's victims just cost the Foundation a lot of money and resources. Doctor. Thank you for listening. First off, I'm a bit sorry if I sound a bit different. I will sound this way in this episode, obviously, and the next episode, because I had to re-record this one. Basically, a few hours ago, I got my braces taken out. I've had them on for 3 years, so my mouth kind of feels completely different. My jaw is kind of very tense right now, and it's hard to form words correctly. So I'm really sorry about that, but I really needed to record a bit. I hope I still sound okay. As always, the intro music is from Punch Deck, and you can find more at soundcloud.com/punch-deck. Level 2 patrons or higher get early and ad-free episodes. You can also donate via PayPal or Ko-Fi. Rating, reviewing, or sharing always helps. Thanks for listening, and I will see you in the next episode.
Huntington's disease is a hereditary degenerative disease of the brain.
If you took schizophrenia, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and you mix them all together, you would have Huntington's disease.
Learn more at curehd.ca.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.